Pennsylvania for a CNN town hall this hour. More on the battleground state from CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Popping by a popular Philadelphia deli for lunch.
We have 13 days to go, and I am so deeply thankful to you.
Some Harris supporters have no doubt about their choice, including this father voting with his daughter in mind.
Her future. That's all that matters.
Others are not as motivated. Phone bankers with the nonpartisan group Black Men Vote are making 50,000 calls a day, pushing people to the polls.
Former President Donald Trump criticizes Democrats at stops in Zebulon and Duluth, Georgia.
You know, we are the party of common sense, and from a common sense standpoint, how can they be doing what they're doing?
The top election official in the county that is home to Reno, Nevada, says she has been forced out of her role as interim registrar of voters. Carrie Ann Burgess disputes an official statement that she asked for a leave due to stress. The CDC recommends a second COVID booster shot for some older patients.
The recommendation applies to people 65 or older who are moderately or severely immunocompromised. The CDC says those patients should receive a second dose of the 2024-25 vaccine 6 months after the initial shot. The CDC's director says a second shot enhances protection from the variants responsible for the most infections and hospitalizations and also reduces the chance of developing long COVID. Peter King, CBS News.
We could learn later tonight whether striking Boeing machinists will head back to work. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
33,000 striking machinists are voting whether to accept a new four-year deal that comes with a 35% pay hike as well as improved health and retirement benefits, but no pension. Its passing is not a guarantee.
While this is a historic offer from the Boeing company, that doesn't necessarily make it good.
It's terrible.
Why do you think it's terrible?
Well, first of all, there's no pension.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirms.
We are seeing evidence that there are North Korean troops that have gone to Russia. What exactly they're doing, left to be seen. These are things that we need to sort out.
There are concerns that Kim Jong-un will help Vladimir Putin by sending soldiers to the battlefield in Ukraine. Ron Ely started acting professionally in the 50s, but in 1966, he got his own TV series. Ely played Tarzan and did all of his own stunts, and in 1980 and 81, hosted the Miss America pageant. His daughter says actor Ron Ely has died at 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase, exclusions, and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
A surprise winner in the best airport category.
A lot's changed since President Biden said this a decade ago.
If I took you in blindfold and you took to the LaGuardia Airport in New York, you must think I must be in some third world country.
Forbes Travel Guide has named the New York airport the best in all 50 states. A years-long $8 billion renovation has turned angry travelers who long complained about constant delays, lost luggage, and shoddy service into fans. Best overall airline goes to Emirates, which also wins for best food and in-flight cocktails. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slowed in September to the weakest annual pace in nearly 14 years, even as mortgage rates eased and inventory climbed. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 1% last month from August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 3.8 million. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow with high clouds in the late afternoon, a high in the low 60s. Showers and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow night. Then rain wraps up early Friday, sun late, highs low 60s. Currently it's 44 degrees.
Taking the Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Took your set of keys. You love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry. And you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you can apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Golly, Miss Miley, oh, yeah, so like a boy.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So sweet to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say told me about her, though they all knew.
she had tagged the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Come. there's a punch.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry for 100 years. Don't leave me drowning in my tears.
music. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Thought Monica took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
If you're listening to our Timeless Hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and Timeless Hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Oh, confessed in. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 13 days before Election Day, Vice President Harris, when asked during a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania if she believes former President Donald Trump is a fascist, says, "Yes, I do." Earlier, she responded to reports in the New York Times and The Atlantic about former Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly, saying the Republican nominee has all the traits of a fascist and admired Adolf Hitler for keeping his military leaders in line.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. From the people who know him best, from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
In Zebulon, Georgia, earlier today.
If you look over the last 30 years or so, for whatever reason, Christians are not tremendous voters in terms of percentage. If they were, we'd never lose an election. We wouldn't have had these people in office.
Trump also held a rally in Duluth, northeast of Atlanta. CBS News confirms that the Justice Department has sent a letter to Elon Musk's super PAC saying that its $1 million sweepstakes giveaways may violate federal law. The CDC is recommending a second dose of the latest COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 years and older, as well as for those who are moderately or severely immunocompromised. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The vast majority of COVID deaths we see today are among older people. So it's quite reasonable to be boosting older people at least twice a year or even 3 to 4 times a year, since the boost only lasts them about 3 months, especially older people living in nursing homes.
Boeing workers have been voting on a new contract offer from the company to potentially end their more than month-long strike. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says at issue is a pension.
Now they went in asking for a 40% raise, a return of the pension. They've gotten a lot of the other things they asked for, and a 35% raise is significant, 12% in year one. But a number of the workers we have talked to have said if there's no pension, they're a no vote.
The U.S. says 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and may be training to join the war against Ukraine.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says this is a sign of Russia's desperation.
Russia is suffering extraordinary casualties on the battlefield every single day.
And if North Korean soldiers join Russian soldiers.
If these North Korean troops are employed against Ukraine, they will become legitimate military targets.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.